This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What? Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these failure drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off.
Who is actually responsible for all this looting, rioting, anarchy we're seeing, cops being hunted down? I'm going to tell you, and you're not going to like it. And we've got some other stuff, but really, that's what we have to talk about. All that's coming up right now on I'm Right. If I go home tonight, show's over, go home, dinner with the old lady, little family time, and then I grab my sons, I got two young sons, and we all grab lighters, little cigarette lighters, and we take off in my truck and we drive down to a gigantic dried out field of grass. And I tell my sons, you know, let's start lighting some of this grass on fire. Who doesn't like to watch a good fire, right? Let's watch it burn. I'll light a little here and he lights a little there. Oh, don't miss that spot, buddy. And I'm giving them directions and such. And it ends up getting out of control. And about half the field's now burning. It's starting to spread maybe around the countryside, houses and such. Who's responsible for the destruction that comes after? Is it my sons? They're 11 and 10. Or is it me? Well, you know, right? That's my fault. I can tell you all day long, well, I only lit a little one in the beginning, and then they just kept lighting them, and soon it was out of control, right? But it's still my fault. Because the levels of responsibility are different. They're 11 and 10. They're boys. They're meatheads. They'd light the whole world on fire and think it was hilarious. It's my job as the adult, as the father, to stop them. And definitely not to participate ever when they do something stupid. So this is going to be hard to hear. I am not telling this to you because I want you to feel bad if you're guilty of what I'm about to say. I am telling this to you because I want you to learn from your mistakes, as we all should do, and make sure you never, ever, 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 ever make this mistake again. We had this awful shooting in LA of two law enforcement officers over the weekend. I debated whether or not to show it to you, but there's no blood involved. It's kind of blurry. And by now, let's hope and pray this stays that way. By now, it looks like the officers are going to make it. That's what we know so far. As you see, difficult to see. There was even video of somebody shooting it from another angle that I chose not to show you, where that had sound. And the people who were videotaping it were laughing. They were having a grand old time. Ha ha ha! He shot those cops. And what was the reaction to that? Well, it's exactly what you said. Here, Donald Trump summed it up best. This is most of the reaction from the GOP since the shooting of these two cops.
And we also believe that if you murder a police officer, you should receive the death penalty. And that's something that's very important. And you saw a video of that animal that went up to the car. Did everybody see that? This animal goes up to the car. Two unsuspecting fine people. They were fine people. I mean, they're in very grave condition, as you know. Fine people. He's an animal. And I called him an animal, and I was criticized by people calling him an animal. They said he's a human being. He's not a human being. He's an animal. He's not a human being.
That's good. Good for Trump. That's good. But everybody thinks that now. Everybody thinks that now. We now have, currently in America, we have a possibly uncontrollable fire of violence by citizens against police officers. This is now a national pandemic of people murdering police officers, assaulting police officers. This is spreading across America. Open cop hatred. We have cops going to the hospital daily. They're retiring in droves. They're being murdered. They're being assaulted all the time. So everybody now looks at the TV and says, man, what they're doing to these cops is wrong. They've got to stop it. There should be the death penalty. This is ridiculous. Who is that monster? And all that's right. All that's right. But who was holding the lighter to the field back when that wasn't popular to say? You see, just now, the fire's out of control and everybody can see it's out of control. So now everybody's anti-fire. Where were you before the fire got out of control? Where were you on the issues? Where were you in the very beginning when everybody was starting the fires, right? You've got your lighter, I've got my lighter. Oh, let this branch burn and that branch burn. It was the popular thing. Why aren't you burning the branches? Don't you want to have fun like us? That's what it was, don't you remember? In the wake of the George Floyd killing, everybody wanted a lighter. Everybody did. Momentum is maybe the most powerful force on the planet of the earth. Facts don't matter anymore, not at all. Truth doesn't matter. All that matters is momentum, because there's so much media, so much social media, so much to consume, that once you get momentum going one direction, it can be virtually impossible to slow it down or stop it. George Floyd gets killed in Minneapolis. Okay, we all saw the video. Looked ugly. Before a single fact came out about the motivation of the police officer, about the actual cause of death for George Floyd, didn't even have the autopsy report. Before a single fact came out, not only Democrats, not only Black Lives Matter scumbags, not only Antifa scumbags, not only them, not only the media scumbags, Republicans. The Republican Party was standing right there, shoulder by shoulder, with the Democrats and the media and BLM and everybody, standing at the field with the cigarette lighter, saying, oh, cops are the problem. It's definitely the cops. Cops, cops, cops. Cops suck. Oh, I agree. We need national police reform. Because of a bad deal with a police officer that turned out to not be racially motivated at all, because of a bad deal with a police officer in one city? You see, the Republican Party has an obligation to the United States of America to be the adult in the room. I know the Democrats are going to seize on whatever tragedy to slash this country to the ground and raise the size of government. I know Black Lives Matter are a bunch of murderous scumbags and they're going to do what they do. I know Antifa are the same thing, murderous scumbags who do what they do. And I know the media is lower than all of them. There is nothing lower than the American media. However, that's built in. I know that. The one thing you and I have to stand in the breach and say, no, let's calm down, wait for the facts, let's do this, let's do that. The one thing we have, and I know this is sad, is the Republican Party in America. And you want to know what the Republican Party was doing back when we could have slowed the momentum? Oh, here's Representative Fitzpatrick.
We are working towards achieving complete justice for George Floyd and his family. To honor his memory and use this moment to bridge our communities together, to find solutions that we need to fix the inequalities that still exist today. And I think we can all agree here that there needs to be some type of law enforcement reform.
Wow, that's a Republican. I don't know what you're saying, Jesse. Pff, I've never even heard of that idiot Fitzpatrick. What does that matter to me? What about this guy? You heard of this guy?
We wouldn't be here if it were not, as Senator Perdue alluded to, the death of yet another African-American man, George Floyd. His murder is why the country has given us the opportunity to lead. And my friends on the other side just said no. Not no to the legislation. They just said no.
Death of yet another black man? Let's rewind again. Let's keep in mind, in all of 2019, the entire year, in a country of 350 million people, precisely 9 unarmed black men were killed by police officers. 16 unarmed white men were killed. There is, again, I don't want to hear your emails. I don't want to get your phone calls. You're welcome to send. I still won't care. I don't want to hear about your feelings. It doesn't feel that way. Well, you don't understand this. You don't know. I care about facts. I care about data. And there's not a single piece of statistical evidence out there that proves cops are racially motivated in hunting down black men in the United States of America. There's not one. Well, my grandma told me, no. I don't want to hear. I want to hear facts, and there are none. And we have Republican senators standing on the floor, yet another black man. Oh, maybe you're kind of out of the loop on politics. Maybe you didn't know either of those two guys. Tell me, you know this guy?
Even before George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, Senator Scott has made it possible for those of us in the Senate Republican Conference, who are not African American, to understand that this problem still exists. We learned about his being stopped on numerous occasions well before the events of this year. But the witnessing of the murder of George Floyd and the experience in my hometown of Breonna Taylor certainly brings to the forefront this issue for all Americans, including Senate Republicans.
What issue? The George Floyd was up in Minneapolis. Maybe a bad cop, we don't know yet. Guy's got a shaky record. It was a bad confrontation. What issue? What? Some cop having a confrontation with the drug addict in Minneapolis brings to the forefront what issue, Mitch? And again, I understand these conversations get really uncomfortable, especially in an election season. But we must do better than we've done. And what I hate right now is so many of the people who started that fire in the field now standing up and saying, man, I love our firemen. They've got to put out this blaze. I can't believe these animals started this fire. You were the one pouring gas on it. In the very beginning, when it mattered and this fire could be stopped, the Republican Party was pouring gas on it. I'm not trying to lecture. I'm hoping people buck up and bone up and do a little bit better the next time. Because rest assured, there will be a next time. Not just another bad shooting. There'll be another disease. There'll be another this. There'll be another that. When all the Democratic Party, every corporation in America with a national ad campaign, the national media, when they're all screaming at you through your television set, through your phone, and they're all screaming at you and saying, you have to think this way. You better think this way. If you don't think this way, you're this. If you don't think this way, you're that. You're a piece of crap if you don't think this way. You have to think this way. That is the moment for you and especially the leadership in the Republican Party to say, no. I don't like being told to think anyway. I think I'll wait until the facts come in. All of that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, let me tell you about Vault Pro USA. Do you know they still have Labor Day sales going on as we speak at vaultprousa.com? And we're talking about gun safes, storm shelters, walk-in vaults, vault doors, customizable things here, gun racks, workbenches. They have a lot of customization options. I would recommend you going to vaultprousa.com and just checking out what I'm talking about. Also, while you're there, on top of clicking on the Labor Day sales, don't forget to use the promo code Jesse. Save yourself a pile of money. We'll be back. Well, professional sports is pretty much toast. I know you're frustrated about it. Clearly, you're frustrated about it. The ratings numbers are in for the opening weekend of the NFL, which is something people look forward to year-round, and they're down 26, 27, 28%. That is gargantuan, and you know what? I am proud of you. You turned off the TV, and full disclosure, you know I give you honesty. I can't give you morals or a soul because I don't have that, but I'll give you honesty. I had a couple moments on Sunday when I was tempted. I did. Woke up, you know, did the norm, church, family time, hanging out at the house. Wife goes off to watch her girly shows. Boys are outside playing. I sit down, remote in my hand, and it was calling to me. It was calling to me. I was that close to turning on the NFL because I love football, but I didn't, and I won't. Not all this season. Not all next season. Maybe not the one after. You didn't either, and I'm proud of you because it's hard. You enjoy it. It's a pastime for you. But I'm going to make you feel better. Here's a couple things. One, you missed the entire Baltimore Ravens team. You missed them drop to a knee to protest the national anthem, and then the entire team stood up for something called the Black National Anthem. So you turned it off, and you did good. They need to know it. Do it again next Sunday. And then the one after that, and the one after that, and the one after that, until all these weak, useless owners and NFL commissioners look at the bottom line and the TV ratings, and they panic. And let me answer some questions I know you've had because you keep sending them in. Jesse, will this ever actually hit the players' pocketbooks? Yes. But it's going to take time. That's why I'm telling you, don't just make it a one Sunday thing. Here's how everybody gets paid, all right? People get paid for eyeballs. The NFL sells its Monday Night Football game. I don't know who has it now because, again, I'm not watching anymore. CBS. Let's call it CBS. The NFL has a Monday Night Football package. Every Monday night, they're going to sell football to CBS. Well, CBS and other companies are going to approach the NFL with offers for that. CBS says, I'm going to pay you $100. I'm really simplifying things here. I'm going to pay you $100. NBC says, I'll pay you $110. And so on and so forth. But when CBS is offering that $100, they're offering it with the expectation they'll be able to sell $150 worth of advertising. Everybody wins. CBS plays the NFL. CBS plays the NFL. CBS goes to different ad companies, different private companies, and said, you should run a commercial with us. We have to charge you a fortune, but look at these TV ratings for Monday Night Football. It's huge. Eventually, if the ratings are down long enough, what CBS can charge for that ad goes down. If what CBS and all the networks, really, again, I don't even know if CBS has it, but if what networks can charge for NFL ads goes down, and it will if you stop watching for long enough, then the next time the NFL signs a TV contract with somebody, the NFL comes in and says, hey, CBS, you want that Monday Night Football for $100 again? And CBS is going to say, no. See, our numbers were in the tank. We couldn't make any money on that deal. We'll give you 50 for it. Then the NFL has to go back to its players and say, oh, this new agreement you wanted, how we're having a new agreement with the union? You don't get any more money. You get less money now. Hope you enjoyed the protest, though, right? Black Lives Matter. Sorry about your contract. Yes, it matters if you do it for long enough. If you stop watching for one Sunday or one season and those ratings rocket right back up, then you get what you get. Don't throw a fit. And here's another bit of good news for you. I did enjoy this part when all this idiotic Black Lives Matter stuff popped up and all the sports leagues were doing the, I'm so guilty. I have so much white guilt. Roger Goodell was out there whimpering to Colin Kaepernick.
Well, the first thing I'd say is I wish we had listened earlier, Cap, to what you were kneeling about and what you were trying to bring attention to. We had invited him in several times to have the conversation, have the dialogue. Mm-hmm. I wish we had the benefit of that.
Yeah.
We never did. And, you know, we would have benefited from that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wish we'd listened. We really should have given a long ear to the America-hating cop hater. Yeah, he brought up some good points. I feel so bad we didn't listen. Accept my apology, please. But here's what Colin Kaepernick thinks of your apology. Quote, while the NFL runs propaganda about how they care about black life, they're still actively blackballing Eric Reed for fighting for the black community. Eric set 2 franchise records last year and is one of the best defensive players in the league. I love it. And you know why I love it? Because all these spineless, useless, idiot owners and commissioners who think they can just, if we just throw enough Black Lives Matter hashtags out there, then they'll finally love us. I'm glad they're learning their lesson. I'm glad it gets spit back in their face every time. Here was the NFL this Sunday. Please enjoy. And this is what you missed. I just want you to breathe all this in. When you turned it off, that was the players locking arms in unity. Nope, not for 2 cops that were shot. Not for the police officer after police officer who's been shot and killed and assaulted across this country over the past few months. Nope. That was for some guy in Kenosha who just got done sexually assaulting a young lady. You did good, and I'm proud of you. All right. Here's the thing. I love my new toy. It's called Grill Blazer, and let me be clear, it's not a toy. All right, it is not a toy, and I'm dead serious, it's not. But it kind of feels like one when you get to use it. They have this thing, Grill Blazer has this thing called a grill gun. It's essentially a handheld lighter flamethrower. I call it a flamethrower just so my boys love it. but it's for lighting the grill without burning your hands. It's for lighting campfires. It's for cleaning the grill, and I cannot tell you how well it works. The first time I got it, installed it, cleaned my grill right off. You just burn all that excess off there. They even have one for indoor use that allows you to sear meat with it. You will, one, get a lot of great use out of this product, and two, it's all right to enjoy it a little. Go to grillblazer.com. That's grillblazer.com. Don't forget to use the promo code Jesse while you're there. That saves you 10%. Go get it. You'll enjoy it. We'll be back. Joining me now with the Media Action Network, Ken the Court, man who disagrees with me about national divorce and other things. That's why we love having him on. Ken, this Rittenhouse situation, I've never liked it. I didn't like it from the beginning. I actually, because I'm a monster, I have no problem with a civilian standing guard in front of a business. But I don't like it how we've completely destroyed this kid's name, and the facts are looking better for him unless I've missed something. What did I miss?
Look, this case is almost a textbook classification of self-defense with a gun. You know, we can argue, should we live in a society that needed to have a 17-year-old with a gun protecting things that the police hadn't for a couple nights? I think that's a good debate. But literally, there is video of every section of what happened with this kid. From the first guy that he shot, who was going crazy throughout the night. This was the shoot me nigga guy, because he was screaming that repeatedly and pushing people with guns. You literally saw this young man being chased by a group of people who were throwing things at him. One who was in pursuit fired a handgun. As he turns around, shoot me nigga guy is lunging at him. That was and Kyle shot and killed him. This was a 37-year-old convicted sex offender. Then as he was running down the street, you know, he tried to give some aid, but the crowd turned on him shortly. He's running down the street. He's being chased by multiple men. He stumbles. One gives him a flying head kick. Another hits him in the head with a skateboard and tries to grab his gun, and Kyle shoots and kills him too. And then this third guy comes up with who's now seen as a medic and as a hero in this, who's literally aiming a gun at the kid when he gets shot in the arm. It was again, any lawyer who would look at this says these charges shouldn't be filed. This is ridiculous. But then, and this just drove me up the wall, is USA Today does a big profile piece on the guy who got his arm shot, which was gruesome. And they do a 1,300 word piece by an investigative journalist that talks about, you know, they call him a medic and how much he helped people. The only thing they forgot to mention in it was, oh, by the way, he was pointing a gun at this teenager who was lying on the ground being attacked when he got shot. Literally no mention of that. This is propaganda in this century, and this is a big reason why America's at each other's throats. Because if my friends and normal people had read that article, they would have come out with a 180-degree wrong impression of what happened there. And this stuff happens all the time. It's hard to figure out, and it's hard to understand when it's Russiagate. But when it's something this simple, whereas I have a video of this guy with a gun in his hand getting shot, and that's something that's missing. We're at a bad place in American journalism and in America because of it.
Ken, how's it possible then? I want to, and this is what I mean, how's it possible? Because everything you just said is 100% right. Completely wrong. This is all ridiculous. And yet a 17-year-old is sitting in jail. I believe he's either still in jail or he's dang sure going to be there for a while. I think his bond was $2 million, if I remember right. And he's charged with double homicide. Because he sounds like a guy who should have been given a Medal of Freedom already and a scholarship fund. Instead, he's in jail with double homicide. So if that's wrong and everything you said is right, what happened? Where did we go wrong?
You know, look, everything is so politicized in America right now. I mean, you look at, I mean, all of, this was a terrific, this Kenosha riot was a terrific microcosm of what is wrong with media, with information in this society. I mean, immediately, Facebook said, This is a mass shooting. Anything positive about this young man will be forbidden from our site. You had, you had his GoFundMes taken down. Although, look, everybody he shot also happened to be a convict. I mean, the kid hit three people, and shockingly, each one of them was a convicted criminal. Look, I have more faith in the justice system than I do in the media and the political system that we have going on right now. He was certainly charged because it was political. And again, if you just read the mainstream press. I mean, no one thinks of USA Today as an out there, oh my gosh, crazy, crazy paper. But if you just read their coverage on it, you would of course support him being charged. He was a murderer. He shot a medic, for goodness sake. I mean, we are at that big of a divide with the information that we're getting to people. And that's at a fundamental problem with what's going on right now.
But Ken, how do we repair a divide when the divide is, I believe what is true, what the facts clearly tell me, for it's like the lie about the hunting down of unarmed black men, that there's no statistical evidence right for that. So if I believe the truth and you choose to believe in a lie, how am I supposed to merge those two worlds? I can't come to you and sure. say, oh, you know, I actually kind of like some of your lie. That's not what? No, you have to stop believing a lie and come over to my side.
Well, but it depends if we're talking about the media or we're talking about the people who read that article. Again, if I read that article and hadn't taken the time to go to other sites and hadn't taken the time to look at videos and done all that, I would have been completely fine. I mean, look, we court of law, we have two competing sets of facts all the time, but they're clearly delineated. Okay. The defense lawyer is saying this, the prosecutor is saying that. I, as a juror, get to hear both sides and just come to a conclusion. What's happening right now is as the media has gone such a crazy shift so quickly, people don't think that they're listening to a prosecutor or one side or the other. They think that they're listening to the referee, because for all of our lives, they were always a little liberal, but, you know, CNN would come out and report something and they were making a fair intellectual case on it. Yeah, they tilted a little bit, but not like it is now. So you literally think as though you're listening to the referees and you're listening to a player. And I think that we need to push that out. We need to call it out. We need to make those delineations clear so that when somebody says, oh, I'm reading USA Today and they have such a bias that I better read something else somewhere to balance this out. Very few people, even though we complain about the media, very few people, I think, go to that level of saying, I really can't trust this anymore.
Ken, all right, it's time for Ken to yell at me. It's his daily scream at me. I don't know that freedom of the press is good. And this is what I mean. Now, hold on. Let me clarify. There's nothing worse than state-run media. There's nothing I want less than state-run media. However, whatever we have here is not working. It is not only not working, and I don't mean not working it, well, I just don't like it or I disagree with this. This is bad for our country. It is pure poison pouring into the minds, in the eyes and ears of all of our society, and it will unquestionably shorten our length of time as a nation as a whole. Where am I wrong?
You keep rooting for a civil war where we give up afterwards.
It's not true.
You're not wrong at all. You're not wrong at all. Look, we were in a transition phase. I mean, and the media has done this at multiple times in our history, all right? Look at the yellow journalism that was at the end of the 1800s, beginning of the 1900s. It was just as stupid. It went into a different phase recently, and now we're at another radical phase. And it is not good, and it is harmful. And we as conservatives need to get our rear ends in the game, and we need to stop just complaining about it. We need to, A, continue to point it out. Things like this is important. If you trust the USA Today and you actually have a subscription there, you're being lied to in a manipulative way that you can't tell unless you do some research. People, A, need to understand that. B, we need to build up the other side. You can't have a whole world of defense attorneys and no prosecutors or vice versa. And there needs to be more than a Jesse show and Fox News and some online places and AM radio. Conservatives need to, I mean, we have moved now to a more partisan press on both sides. And that would be fine if it was roughly 50-50 that you were seeing things and people understood that, but it's 90-10 and people don't understand what they're getting. Those are the things that we need to fix over the next few years. And it will be a different media than we've had. It won't be what we had growing up, but it will be a heck of a lot fairer and more understandable than the crazy stuff we have going on right now, which is contributing to your upcoming civil war. You don't even want a civil war. You want to give up before the civil war. Anyhow, I want to win it and then talk about what we
That's not true. I do not want. I don't want a civil war. I don't want to give up. But we just don't share any common values anymore. And last time when you were on, you said something horrible back to me. You said something like, "Well, we do share common values. We like clean air," as if that's some kind of unique common value. There's one person out there who prefers to drink dirt or breathe dirty air.
I am a believer that despite many of our screaming at each other, we do share fundamental values. And I use that as an example, Mr. Media here. I use that as an example to say we can both like clean air and come to different positions on the Paris Accords. And I see a lot of similar kind of divergence that we have going on right now.
All right. But it's the same. We'll scream at each other again someday. We'll scream at each other again someday. Ken LaCourt, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesse, thank you.
All right. I understand that you're probably highly, highly intelligent because you're watching my show, but I need you to merge these worlds for me. The federal government's printing trillions in unbacked currency. All right, certainly not good, obviously, but okay, we have that. We have business closures announced en masse every single day now. Because of all the lockdown insanity stuff. Every day, in mass, not just tiny businesses, major corporations announcing we're closing 100 chains there, 200 chains there. We still have millions of people unemployed. And yet, the stock market currently remains high. So allow me to ask you, Jesse Kelly viewer, how long do you think that's going to last? Do you think a stock market remains high when all of its fundamentals are turning to dust beneath it? Get a gold IRA, please. I'm not telling you to do something crazy. Don't take all your money and bury it in a mayonnaise jar in the back of your yard. I just want you to get a gold IRA from Gold Alliance and diversify a little. That's all. Just diversify a little. You worked hard for that money. Make sure it's still there if they screw this whole thing up for us. Go to goldalliance.com/Jesse. That's goldalliance.com/Jesse. We'll be back. Joining me now, former GOP congressman and current dean of business at Liberty University, where you really should be trying to get your kids in, Dave Bratt. Congressman, I have a real issue now with everybody in the Republican Party standing up and saying the right thing, finally. All right, we have two more cops shot in L.A. We have everybody up there now, but everybody and their brother's pro-cop. I love the cops. This has to stop. This violence has to stop. Well, it's easy now. Congressman, everybody agrees with that now. Back when it was hard, they were all, I guess we need a police reform bill. Well, why is our party like this?
It's like that because of money and everybody's protecting their seats instead of doing the right thing all the way along the line. And so the voters need to pay attention when the primary season comes around. Pay attention. If there's a challenger that looks good, spread the word and grab them because the swamp, it just responds at the last minute, like you said. And Republicans, they do get annihilated by the press, just to give them a fair shake. Right? I mean, I was called an extreme right winger because I thought, you know, $30 trillion in debt is too much. And so just for example, right? And so that's what you're up against in the press. If you actually want to cut $1, if you want to keep the border sane and just follow the rule of law, you're called every name in the book. And so in their defense, that's why they do it. But our country deserves better. And we cannot afford this drift where they just wimp out and go a little bit further left, because we're as far left as we can go right now. It doesn't get much worse.
But you being an extreme right winger is like my favorite thing about you.
That's right. I mean, it is amazing, right? The Judeo-Christian tradition, the Constitution, Milton Friedman, apple pie, football. I mean, it's just amazing right now. JFK would be considered a right-wing fanatic right now.
You know, I've got to say something, Congressman. I like apple pie. I'm not going to be painted as anti-apple pie. Nobody's going to accuse me of that. I'm more of a berry pie guy, like a cherry pie or blackberry pie or strawberry pie. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. A little ice cream?
Yes. Okay. Just don't say that in public. Whatever you don't say that on a TV show, whatever you do.
Yeah, that's actually, you know what? That's a good point. All right, forget about that. Joe Biden. I think a lot of people forget about his connection to China, or people on the right even will bring it up as kind of just like a petty parting shot. It's a fun tweet to put out there, you know, Hunter Biden in China, and we just kind of throw it out there. But we have to understand, if this guy, and he has a real chance of it, if this guy's elected president of the United States of America, he is deeply, deeply tied to our arch nemesis.
Yeah. Yeah, and boy, I should have saved him. I threw him in the trash this morning, but the New York Times wrote an 8-page puff piece last week defending Biden, and laid out the most obscure case for how Biden is actually equally hard on China, and how Trump now, they gave a couple quotes how Trump has coddled China, and so that's what we're up against, right? The press is just Orwellian. But yeah, the biggest evidence is just go watch the movie put out, Riding the Dragon. It's brand new. It's out on the web right now. It came out by Peter Schweitzer, who wrote Clinton Cash, 4,000 footnotes. But that book is all about Biden's son getting a $1 billion deal to his financial firm, a financial startup firm. Goldman Sachs couldn't get the deal. Morgan Stanley couldn't get the deal. The biggest houses in the country couldn't get the deal. But Biden's son gets a $1 billion deal, and that's just one of the family boondoggles pointed out in the film. So go watch that, Riding the Dragon. You'll know the China story when you're done.
How's that legal? I mean, maybe I'm asking a stupid question, because I don't assume anybody in government is ever held to account for anything at all, as we see from this whole Mueller thing, this whole disaster. But how is that possibly legal for the president's son to be scoring deals like that with our enemy?
Yeah. Well, everyone's scoring deals with our enemy. That's the problem. The fact that you just put it that way is new and exactly correct. And so Wall Street's been doing it because China's been growing at 10%. But not only did his kid get the deal, he got the deal 1 week after he came back on Air Force Two, having traveled with Senator Biden, who's head of the Intelligence Committee. And Senator Biden was treated by the Chinese to red carpet, literally. You can watch, it's in the movie that I just said. They laid out red carpet like he's a king. And if you do the math on it, right, a $1 billion deal, I don't know how much of that he gets, but for China to score, I saw the intellectual property piece lately, is $300 to $600 billion in just theft the Chinese have accumulated on the backs of American firms, right? That doesn't include the job loss. That's just the intellectual property theft, $300 to $600 billion in theft. And so that's why Trump's scoring points right now, and people just need to compare the policies, right? It's not politics. Just look at the policies, and there's plenty there.
What's the economic engine that runs China? I genuinely do not know. Are they sitting on a vat of oil, gold? What is it? They clearly have a ton of money to throw around, because they're throwing it out around everywhere. What is it?
Yeah, well, it's emerged over the past decade or so, exponential growth off the charts. And they started just copying, basic manufacturing goods, making them cheaper, so much cheaper they could, take over any market here. And they'd come in with loss leaders and, take over a product space. Because if you just come in with a price, half the price, because of your cheap labor, the American firm goes bankrupt. And then they've gotten more and more and more sophisticated. Now they go and steal high-end intellectual property and copy it, reverse engineer it, right? Take apart an engine, take apart an airplane engine, take apart a turbine, see how it was built by the Americans, then rebuild it, and then their labor is much cheaper. And they have forced labor 7 days a week because their totalitarian regime put their thumb down on everything, right? And so, and they have the social credit score that if you mess up in any way, shape, or form, every single Chinese is audited daily. So if you goof up, you don't get to buy a house. If you don't goof up, your kids don't get to go to school, et cetera. So it's a combination of total repression, cheap labor, absolute fear. I heard a great voice speaking on China this weekend on a podcast. He said, the real mark of the fear isn't just here and there. It's when you know, because if there's one firm that's repressive and another firm that's not repressive, people just move to the good one. But the true sign of a totalitarian regime is when you have total control over everybody all day long. And that's what we can't fathom. That's what the Chinese people are living under. That's why we need to help free them.
Is it just President Xi, or is there a group of dudes running the show there?
Yeah, there's a group. I mean, there's probably the top 10 families, and they control. And Xi, you know, made the transition over the past couple of decades. He was trained in but there is competition within that group. And by the way, the book I always recommend by my friend Bill Gertz, Deceiving the Sky, documents the story. We had it's very rare to find dissent in the Chinese hierarchy. One of their top guys, Bo, a decade, you can go Google Bo, right? He made the news. One of their intelligence assets fled to our embassy. Guess who let him go 10 years ago? Joe Biden. And Hillary Clinton, in her own book, says, in quotes, "This will make the Chinese very happy," end quote. That's what we're dealing with. So it's not just an anecdote here and there. It's systematic for 10 to 20 years. And the Republicans were bad, too, right? I want to be even-handed here. The Republican elites sold their country down the river as well. But in this contest, Trump is the first one in 40 years, right, that has started cleaning house on either side of the aisle. He's the only one who's come out swinging, and he needs to be rewarded for that.
Dave Bratt, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. You too.
Something to consider. I know you hear the congressman and I talk about China a lot. And I also know this. You don't care as much about foreign policy as you do local policy. I don't either. It doesn't make you a selfish, ugly American. People care about what's 1 inch in front of them and not what's 20 inches away. It's normal. But this is stuff that matters a lot, and it could matter a lot in the future. They are our enemy. China is. We can't afford to go back to just pumping money into them. That ain't gonna work. All right, we got more. We'll be back. You know what we love on this show? We love a good prank on this show. Sit back for a second and enjoy.
Oh my God.
Get this shit out of me!
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Jesus!
Whoa! He's freaking out.
That's so good. I know that's immature. All right, grow up. I'll see you tomorrow. Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.